It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shaney Wilson with Carbon County and Lane Miller with the Community Economic Development Board, and we have got a rural county grant that comes from the governor's office that we wanted to let everybody know, it is available, what the parameters are for it, what you can do. And then Lane's going to share with us some success stories that we've had here in our area that have actually, you know, benefited from this grant. Shaney and Lane, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
We're going to start with you, Shaney, and we're going to talk about this grant. Grants are always good because they're free money, but they do have a match. So let's get into this and talk all about it.
Okay, you bet. So yeah, we're very fortunate that the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity grants us funding every year that we can put back into our county. So we have some funding available for businesses to apply for. It's becoming more well known, which is awesome. Last year we had 27 applications come in. We were able to help fund 20 of those. Most of those that came in got at least 50% of their ask, which is a good and bad thing, right? Because more and more people are hearing about this and more people are applying, but we're still able to help them do what they need to do. So this can go towards renovations, they can go toward upgrades, any type of economic impact within our community. We want you to apply if you're looking for new machinery or equipment, if you want to do some renovations, if there's things that you need to purchase, you want to expand, whatever that may be. If you go to our website, carbonutah.com, and find economic development in the departments tab, the Rural County Grant, and all the information is right there.
And the great thing is you can just go online and fill out everything right there. And then we were talking about the fact this is a matching grant, and it kind of works differently because you do all the work first, and then you come to you guys with the receipts, turn those in, and then you get the payback, right?
That's correct.
That's how it works?
Yep. It's a 50-50 match. So we typically fund projects anywhere from, you know, $1,000, $2,000 up to maybe $15,000 or $20,000, but we have funded grants in the past up to $50,000. So don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Again, maximum would be about 50, but we funded a lot of grants in the, $10,000, $15,000 range last year.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of
right,
them.
Lane? Yeah.
And then the great thing about this, too, is you get out there, you get this done, and then you have a working relationship with the Community Economic Development Board, with the County Economic Development, and all those things. And that's really when things start to maybe pay off, maybe gel for business owners. Is that kind of where this is kind of maybe, I don't know if you want to call it a gateway into it, or is that how this would work, would hope?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good term. Gateway.
We become really close to these businesses that are applying for funding. Some have applied every year. We're going into our fourth year of funding. And again, we're very lucky that we get this opportunity because it's not like you're applying, for money up north where there's 200 applications they're looking at. You're applying locally. It's an easy process. And we do. We become friends with these businesses, and they come in and they report to the board, and the board, they make the final decisions, ultimately make the final decisions. But they're great to work with, and they're huge advocates of our community.
Well, and as you said, last year, 27 people, 27 groups came out. So you're looking for more, those kinds of things, and you're just going to help out as many people as you can with the grants that you're given, right?
Absolutely. We want to spread the wealth. That's
okay,
the
and
goal.
I'm assuming that the window is open now.
Yep.
And when does it close? When
December
do we need
December 1st.
So you've got until December 1st to get those all turned in, and you do everything online there.
Yep, everything online.
All right. Now we're going to shift to Lane. And Lane, as the kind of the board of the director of the Community Economic Development Board, you have some, so to speak, like success stories of businesses that you've helped out. So we wanted to kind of give a shout out to them and let people know, these are the businesses that have benefited from this in the past.
True. Before we get into naming some names here, I was with Shaney one time when she made phone calls to the successful applicants to tell them that they were to receive money. I felt like Santa Claus.
It's a life changer.
Oh, those people were so excited.
Felt like Ed McMahon showing up on their doorstep.
Well, almost. Yep. Almost.
But we do have quite a few in our area that people know of that have been out and they see him all the time. And the one that you wanted to talk about was the Coyote's Well.
Yeah, she's the mobile coffee lady that you see around. She's fabulous. She is so fun to deal with. And you talk about somebody who is energized and dedicated, because you see her everywhere. If there's some kind of a promotion, she'll be there. And her coffee is really good.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is, you know, the county and you guys went out of the way and helped her with that. And it seems like every opportunity that she has to give back, she's there. It's an opportunity for her, right?
Yeah, she's a real good example of just how this works and how much impact it can have. Another one on Main Street in Price is a place called Crafty Design. She sells jewelry and all kinds of stuff. She started out at the BTAC, the Business Development Center, and we helped her move on to Main Street. So there's another one that is really appreciative of what we do. And one that probably everybody knows, or at least all my friends know, is Helper Beer. We've helped them a couple times. And Amy from there came to and gave a report last week, and they were so excited and looking forward to being involved again. So we were, you know, it makes you feel good when you play a little part in several successes that we can see around.
Most definitely. And another one that you guys were talking about, too, was Rubens.
Yeah.
That's another one that gives back every opportunity that he has.
He went from a mobile operation to a restaurant on Main Street.
So it helps out people that we know. It helps out members of our community that are doing great things for the community as well. So once again, go to the website carbonutah.com. Under the department tab, find economic development and the rural county grant. Fill out everything there. You've got until December 1st. And if you've got any questions, I'm sure they can call you down at the office, Shani.
Yes.
They can help them out.
Yep.
What's the number there?
Yeah. So, and all my information's on the website as well, but it's 435-636-3295.
All right. So get out there and get this taken care of. If you're looking to maybe, you know, expand your business, do a few things around the business to make it, you know, look a little bit better, maybe buy new equipment, those kinds of things, this might be right up your alley. It's the Rural County Grant, and it's available through the county, through the governor's Office of Economic Development, and they can take care of it all right there online. Shani and Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. It's always good to talk to you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.